I'm speaking with Jan Nigro, singer, songwriter, and co-creator of the Vitamin L Project. He started a business with his wife, Janice Nigro, called Lovable Creature Music, which recorded Jan's character-building songs written in the late 80s. Jan and Janice later formed the Vitamin L Project Chorus, made up of students in 6th through 12th grade. In 1987, Jan wrote the song Walk a Mile, and it was released on Lovable Music's first cassette, also called Walk a Mile. It's now the 30th anniversary of the song's release. Jan is here in the studio with Aaron Hilgartner, a member of the Vitamin L Chorus. They're coming here to talk about the song's anniversary and the announcement that this coming Saturday, February 11th, will be declared Walk a Mile Day by Ithaca Mayor Savante Myrick. So Aaron and Jan, thanks for coming in to talk with me today.
Thank you for having
thanks
us.
Thanks so much.
First off, Jan, can you talk about the song Walk a Mile and why you wrote it?
Well, Walk a Mile was one of the first songs I wrote for Vitamin L. It might have been the first. My mission was to write a song about empathy. And so I sat down to do that. And when I finished the song, I thought, okay, this seems like I accomplished my mission. I didn't know that this would become by far the most popular and significant Vitamin L song of the 55 or song or so that I wrote. But it seems to have jumped out of the pack, and I guess it resonates with a lot of young people, and which is great because it's a very important topic.
How did you get the idea to start writing character-building songs? What are some of the themes of the songs?
Well, the whole thing started when a friend of my wife and mine, who was an educator in the New York City school systems, was doing an extracurricular program about character education. And she knew that I was a songwriter. She asked me if I'd write some songs for it. And I did, and the songs were used in this program, and they were very well received, and I was encouraged to make the songs more widely available to the public. So we made a demo of the songs, and they fell into the hands of the demo, which was just a rough demo, fell into the hands of a singer named Cass Morgan, who is this great Broadway singer, really, really accomplished. And she, despite the demo being kind of rough, she heard through it and heard the songs, what they were about, and decided this was something she'd like to be involved in. And that was really the beginning of it, the nucleus of it. And she knew a producer, and we added more people to it. But it was really our friend who brought it up and asked me if I would write these character-building songs. And so that was the very start of it.
And what is the purpose of the Vitamin L Project? Who are the students that join the group?
Well, the way that my wife describes it is the purpose is to spread love and goodwill through music. Music is a very powerful tool for spreading all kinds of ideas. And so that's what we do. That's what my wife is the director of this whole thing, and it's a big job. And I'm the songwriter and one of the performers. And students come and audition to be in the group. And we are now at the point where we're in our 28th year. So we actually have children of the first children. We're into the second generation. But the whole purpose of it really is to use music as a vehicle for spreading high-minded ideas, ethical ideas, ideas for young people to think about. And these ideas really are ideas that are throughout our lives. We as adults have to think about these issues and these thoughts. It's an ongoing process.
And Aaron, how did you get involved with Vitamin L? What was it like when you first started singing with the group?
Well, I joined Vitamin L in my 6th grade year, it was a great experience. When I joined, first we had to rehearse a lot to learn the songs and learn all the movements that accompany them, but then I got to really get started performing at elementary schools for kids that were just a couple years younger than me at that time. But honestly, it was really, really great to get to see how the kids were affected by the messages of the songs, such as empathy, teamwork, civil rights, kindness, etc. It really was so much fun because the kids get so into the music, and you can see that they're really hearing what the words mean. And I just love going to concerts for that reason.
And so you said you were you joined when you were in sixth grade. And how did it feel for you to be on stage with 12th graders, kids who were way older than you?
It was great because everybody in Vitaminel is really welcoming to the new kids. There's often just this real camaraderie between the older kids and the younger kids. Now, I'm a senior, so I've been, over the summer, I led some rehearsals with younger kids, teaching them the songs, and that's a great way to get to know the new kids and really foster that community.
What is your opinion of the songs that you sing? Which of the songs really is significant to you?
I love the songs. Walk a Mile is one of my favorites. I think a lot of people who've heard the songs, it's one of the ones that really stick with, that really stick with people. But I also love Mighty Power. Mighty Power is about how all of us have the power in our everyday lives to do things, little small acts of kindness that will really make a difference in other people's lives. Even if it's just a small step, it's a step in the right direction. And that's a song that I really like because often in our world, it feels like we're powerless to do anything good because there's these big forces sort of that we're not in control of. And so I feel like having that message of you can make a difference in these small little ways in just being kind to other people, I think that's a really nice message.
And Jan, what are you thinking when you look at the audience that you're singing to, and they're little kids a lot of the time, and I know that the members of the chorus are often smiling as they're singing. What kind of ideas do you have going through your head?
Well, the main idea is you're trying to communicate these ideas to the audience. You're planting seeds. Mm-hmm. And so it's connecting with the audience. It's the same as it would be for anybody performing in any kind of situation, where either singing or theater. You're trying to move the audience. You're trying to get them to think. You're trying to get them to feel things. You're steering them in a certain direction. And that's my hope that we're accomplishing that. I know that we are to some extent. You don't expect every person to get, you know, a life-changing experience out of every concert. But it's planting seeds. And we do hear back from our audiences sometimes, and from our former chorus members, that you know, singing these songs again and again does start to sprout in their consciousness. So that's a very good thing, because that was the intent of doing the whole project.
And what are your impressions as you reach the 30th anniversary of your writing this song, Walk a Mile? And what has changed between 1987 and now?
Oh, well, I mean, there's always things that are the same, that are always similar struggles that people have everywhere. Obviously, there's also things that change. I think the idea of the song, of needing to have empathy, the song expresses the idea of how wonderful empathy is, this wonderful human quality. But also, there's one verse, remember the fight that we had, why did we both have to lose? It's because we both walked away mad instead of walking a mile in each other's shoes. It expresses what happens when we don't use it. That quality of empathy feels urgently needed now, right now, that's something that we've got to spread as much as possible in our individual lives and as organizations and so on. So in that way, I would say, yeah, things have come to a boil right now, and the song and anything about that subject, the more the better, a very important idea.
Mm-hmm. And Aaron, can you talk a little about the celebration that's going to be happening next Saturday, which is Walk a Mile Day, and the mayor is making this proclamation in the city that February 11th will be Walk a Mile Day. What's happening on that day? How will it be recognized?
Well, we've been working on a music video for the song Walk a Mile, and the music video will be premiered at the event, and that music video will be on YouTube for educators throughout the world, hopefully, to be able to see and show their students and other citizens of the world. And it's going to be a great event. We're going to have a lot of different speakers. Barbara Lifton, one of our state legislators, is going to be there and speaking. Somebody from the suicide prevention, and somebody from a hospital who, just people who feel that empathy has made a big difference in their lives, in their careers, or just in their normal lives, and people who can talk about the way that empathy has shaped them. And we have some chorus members speaking also about how Vitamin L has shaped them, and some alumni of Vitamin L who used to be in the chorus will also be there. It's going to be a great event. We're going to also have some chorus members there singing some songs, just a short little concert, and it's going to be really fun. It's at Cinemopolis, and we're really excited.
And were you involved in the production of the music video?
Yeah, I'm one of the people in the music video. There's sort of a storyline about two friends who had a big fight, and throughout the music video, they sort of struggled to come together and show empathy toward each other. But by the end, we sort of work out our differences, and we talk about it, and by the end, we're friends again. So, yeah.
And just circling around back to this weekend, could you tell people how they can find out more information about the performance next Saturday?
Yeah, there is an event on the Vitamin L Facebook page. So if you just type in Vitamin L to your Facebook search, it'll be the first thing. It'll say Walk a Mile event, really big. And yeah, it's at Cinemopolis, and anybody is welcome.
So 2 p.m. at Cinemopolis.
What do you think?
Right.
And about how many tickets will be available?
The theater holds, I believe, 159 people, mm-hmm. And so that's the amount of tickets that will be available, and we're hoping to get a good turnout.
So Erin Hilgartner and Jan Nigro of Vitamin L Project, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Thanks for having us.